This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Wow, look at all these people texting in, recommending things. I love it. Good morning. Thank you for tuning into our show. Bree wrote in saying the squad has changed my life. And I've always wanted one.
This is like for road trips and stuff for girls?
No. A squatty potty is like a stool that you keep in your bathroom and it makes your body...
You put your legs up and just have a better flow.
Yeah, it comes out easier because it goes straight down instead of you having to like push.
For some reason, I thought it was that thing that girls can pee standing up with.
No.
Okay.
This text here from Anonymous just says breakfast hot dogs.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
When you think of like the sausage that comes on a sandwich... That's not much different than a hot dog.
Jeff wrote in saying, you have to watch the show Moon Boy. It follows a young Irish boy and his imaginary friend. My girlfriend and I laughed our heads off.
Okay, sweet.
It's
Moon Boy.
It's a CBC TV show.
Nice.
Moon with an E at the end.
My recommend something is also a TV show.
Okay.
It's called The Fix. You may have seen it. It's on Netflix. I think there's just one season so far. Comedian Jimmy Carr hosts, and he usually has four comedians with him, two per side, and they cover like a super life-changing problem.
Like we're talking guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they cover some pretty heavy topics. And then each team of two comedians comes up with a pitch on how to solve it, and they're usually pretty ridiculous. But I just really like you learn so much about global warming, for example, and see just serious issues that are going on right now. But then also it's hilarious.
I'm recommending everybody to drink so much water today. Like, get your year started out right. Flush everything out. We know you failed yesterday with your resolution to eat healthy. There's some leftover chocolate. I get it. The cookies, they're still out.
Yeah.
Drink so much water. It'll help a little bit to make you feel a bit healthier.
Viral video of 2019 to start things off probably goes to Anderson Cooper trying to swallow a shot.
Really? I'm going to have to go with Chrissy Teigen. But they were both kind of the same deal. Yeah, they were live on television as the ball's about to drop.
She got hit by an umbrella, right? Like she walked in to kiss somebody and they had an umbrella.
Yeah, and she just like her eye pretty much got poked out.
Oof.
So funny. And then Anderson Cooper was doing a shot live on television and like could not handle it.
What do you think that was in the shot? You think tequila?
Yeah, it was a clear colored substance. So you got to think it was tequila because he says it burns.
I think white rum.
Ooh.
That's the look. Like he struggled so bad with it. I don't think it could just be tequila.
Bacardi Superior maybe.
I guess if you're not a big drinker though,
right,
a shot of tequila is not real easy to handle.
He's doing it all wrong. Like I'm watching the video right now. Barstool Sports posted it and he does it so fast and then he inhales instantly through. You can tell he's inhaling through his nose and his mouth like that.
Right.
So he's really getting all of the taste.
That's just a good little tip for anybody out there. If you don't want to deal with the shot after you shoot it, just don't breathe in or out for about 10 seconds.
Either that or pour it over your shoulder.
No, don't do that. It'll wreck your outfit.
I'll never forget being in Vegas with my girlfriends, and we thought all the boys would buy all of our drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So we go in, we're like, oh yeah, let's do this. Guys didn't look at us. So I go up to the bar and I ordered four tequila shots, and one of my girlfriends pours it out. And the way I knew that is because it landed on my foot. Have you ever bought shots in Vegas?
Yeah.
It's $100 for four shots.
Oof.
I was so pissed.
So they were like double tequila shots.
They were huge. She's like, I didn't want it, man. I'm like, well, someone wanted it. You can e-transfer me $40.
We're not getting them for free. But yeah, no, though. So those two videos have started off the year pretty well. Don't go and read the comment section underneath, though.
Honestly.
Just losers.
It just blows my mind that the comment section is where people go to be...
mean.
Just so... They're bullies.
Yeah.
All of them are bullies. And you read this and I'm like, I go to their page and I'm like, these people have jobs and families. They have children.
Right.
And that's what you're doing with your spare time?
Is just going and saying awful things on comment sections.
Yeah, like I'm just reading underneath the Anderson Cooper video and the top comment is like saying, calling him a piece of garbage. Why?
He's politically left-leaning, so you've got some right... Yeah, exactly.
So it's Barstool Sports. It's a video of him doing a shot. Just keep scrolling if you're not interested. 2019, delete the comment section.
2018 was a bit of a weird year for fashion trends. What they predicted didn't really take off that much, like the really small sunglasses.
One of my favorite tweets was Mindy, my girl Mindy, from The Mindy Project and The Office, tweeted, I think we're all going to really regret this whole small sunglasses thing. And mm-hmm. she's right. We're going to look back and be like, what?
Well,
why?
Sunglasses, I like the big ones because they feel like they're protecting most of my face from the sun. If I look left, it's not like the sun's going to hammer me from the side.
Well, plus we both have very big schnozzes.
Yeah.
So it definitely helps.
The big sunglasses. Yeah.
I would never in my life be caught wearing tiny sunglasses.
You have a pair of tiny sunglasses.
No, I don't. I probably bought them because they were cool, but I never actually put them on my face.
Okay. The ones that are like reflective, those are small sunglasses.
No, they're not. Ryder, you're not. Okay, have you seen Kendall Jenner? She wears, I'm talking the tiny, thin ones.
Oh, yeah. No, those aren't a thing.
Those were a thing in 2018.
They always look to me like an adult put on their kid's sunglasses and is trying to be funny.
No, they look like what's his name from The Matrix? Keanu right. Reeves. Yeah. Is that his name?
Dad trainers were also big in 2018.
What was with that? All of these fashionistas that I follow on Instagram were like posing, like kneeling down, but they had these big, clunky Reebok white
Velcro
dad shoes.
Yeah.
I found that to be very weird.
What I find the most peculiar about it is I've seen those shoes like in Walmart for the last 15 years, but as soon as they get hot, you can't find them at Walmart anymore.
You were looking for them?
Walmart's doing like the running shoes now, the like trainers, the the Asics curved, right. Those aren't in.
You know what we need to bring back are Skechers. Remember how cool they were when Christina Aguilera used to do the commercials? Yeah.
Okay. So I have the 2019 fashion predictions from Glamour magazine.
Let's hear it.
Visors expected to be in. So like, I don't know. The golf visor, I suppose, is one.
No, I bet they're going to be fashionable visors.
Like the see-through neon ones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are kind of fun. Tie-dye expected to be big this year. Short suits.
What?
So, suits with like shorts.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure is what that means. Sensible shorts for ladies.
What's that? What's a sensible short?
They said tailored and like knee length.
Ew. Okay. Everybody pull out your phone, text your Auntie Susan, tell her that what she wears on the golf course is so hot right now.
Drinking her Coors Light.
There's nothing more unattractive on my body than knee length shorts. Nope.
Yeah, they look like they have like pleats down the middle.
Oh dear. Okay, what's next?
Fringes, neon
feathers,
fancy flats, and reflective metal. I don't know what that means, but it sounds uncomfortable. Everybody's all positive on social media about new year, new me, starting things off right.
Speak for yourself. New year, same me. Don't ask me to help you move. My wrists will always be dainty. Okay, so this morning started out rough. My breakfast sandwich didn't have sausage in it. It was just egg and cheese.
Are you trying to do like a vegan thing?
No, I asked for the sausage. I just didn't get it.
Oh, yeah, egg, cheese. It wouldn't be a vegan thing.
How
a vegetarian thing, maybe.
The person in the kitchen that's making the sandwich, like, are there separate people that put, like, one person is in charge of the egg, and then the next person puts the cheese, and then the sausage person was, like, in the bathroom at the time? How do you forget the most important part of the breakfast sandwich?
Yeah. All right. I could see why you'd be a little fired up.
Now, I get it. I love the optimism. People are posting, first run of 2019. They're on the treadmill, 5:30 a.m. this morning. Listen, that's going to change. Give it a week. But I want to have everyone listening right now to text in about what's gone wrong already.
What? We're going to go that way with this? We could do anything on this show, and you're going to get people to complain about
Ryder,
2019 already.
I'm a realist.
All right.
Like, I can't believe they forgot the sausage. It was one of those things where, like, I ripped it out of the package while driving because I was so hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm eating it, I'm like, should I be that person? Should I turn around and go back? Like, yo, I'm going to need that sausage patty.
Okay, I have one.
Oh, really?
That I'd like to
see?
Yeah.
What is it?
I go to bed on New Year's Eve. Had a house party. Pretty rad party, actually. and you had given your bed to two of our friends mm-hmm. that were staying in it. And I was like, oh, that's really nice of her. She's going to sleep on the couch. No, and you stole my bed because you went to bed before I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to sleep on the couch. So right on. 2019 starting off real good. You give away your bed and look like a hero and then steal mine.
Okay. I did not see an issue with this. You were so drunk. You could have slept like on a toilet. You wouldn't have known the difference.
Come on. I wasn't that.
Ryder, when the countdown was happening, you had it on the wrong channel. The credits were rolling and I was like, it's 11:58.
And I was
this
counting
out.
This is
the wrong channel. Yeah, totally.
Man. 2019's not the best for me, especially the start. I got knee surgery in 2 weeks.
Dude, I have to get two teeth pulled.
I have knee surgery in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you get to be sedated. I'm going to be awake. I'm going to hear. I'm going to hear the crunching okay. of the teeth being
I would trade
pulled.
You in a heart. I would rip out all of my teeth to not have knee surgery and then afterwards, the recovery time, the potential addiction
Ryder,
to oxycodone.
You're not going to become addicted, and they get you up and moving immediately after your surgery. It's actually going to make you mad, because I bet you had this whole plan where for like 3 weeks after, you're going to have people taking care of you. No, you can get up and get your own ice water. Oh, there's not enough ice in this one. Get it yourself. Okay, so Ashley wrote in saying, I went out and bought a nice dress for New Year's and ended up with the flu. Happy 2019. A lot of people texting in that they're at work today and everyone's sick.
Yeah.
That's a gross way to start 2019.
Chris has a little tip for you when it comes to getting the wrong things at restaurants, Lisa. Fire away, man.
But you must be that person, Lisa. You have to phone them or you have to go back to them and crap all over them because it's the only way they won't make the mistake again. I've been doing it for 6 months to a year. I phone the manager all the time going, you forgot my sugar. You forgot my napkins. You forgot my fries. And it's just, oh my, it just never ends, man.
Gotta feel bad for those gym goers that are the all year round peeps and now have to wait for like a treadmill to open up or wait by the weights for the guy who doesn't really know what he's doing to finish up. It's got to be frustrating, hey? I just have some words of wisdom for anybody that is that regular 365-day-a-year type gym user.
Okay.
Just try to be a little patient. There's a lot of people that are going to the gym, giving it their first go in a while. They're intimidated already.
Maybe give them a tip.
Yeah, they don't really know what's going on, maybe, or it's like it's been a while. Just a little extra patience. You know, it's nice to see people in there. It's a unit. Society will do nothing but evolve and grow better if we're healthy. So,
plus, you can go in there and like really work out hard. Because you know people are watching you. They don't know what how to work machines. Like, I'll go into the gym.
It's true.
And I'll hit up the treadmill and I'll just, like, watch. Not in a creepy way, but I'm like, oh, that's how that machine works.
Right.
And then that's how I learn how to do other types of workouts. Plus, there's always that girl who has, like, the nicest butt. And she's on that step climber thing for, like, an hour. And mm-hmm. it's like, oh, I didn't know I was supposed to go on there longer than 5 minutes. That's how you get a butt like that.
There you go.
So, yeah, you can be the inspo for someone who's new at the gym.
Enjoy the audience. You've worked out very hard
yes.
for this. It's your time to shine. A lot of people pretty upset with 2018 that their resolutions didn't come to fruition. Setting new ones this year, though, still just as naive as ever that it's going to work out. What are you going with this year, Lisa Evans?
For my resolution?
Your New Year's resolution, yeah. Oh,
man. Okay, so I did the whole like BMI calendar calculator thing.
Body mass index? Is that what that stands
yeah.
for?
Yeah, okay. And it's like crazy how much I'm overweight for my height
okay.
and age.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to do the classic, what everyone else is doing.
What are you coming in at weight-wise?
Ryder,
what?
Honestly, I'm not telling you. But right now, like, people look at me and they're like, ooh, she's so strong. But it's like, okay, that would make sense if I was in, like, played rugby or lacrosse.
Or like,
but I don't.
Or like a Hutterite who spent a lot of time farming, yeah.
Right? See, I don't do that. So it's like, okay, if I look this strong, I should be able to do 2 push-ups.
Right.
But I can't. Okay. So yeah, mine's the classic, gonna get back into shape, drink more water.
Atta girl.
Et cetera. Maybe like try a bit harder to look good. Like 2018, I was all about the natural. I was like, look, I'm beautiful, looking like the fourth Hanson brother. I'm accepting myself. But this year it's like, maybe I should buy mascara. Maybe.
All right. Well, you got to bet with some friends on.
Yes, we all put $100 in the pot. There's 3 of us, so whoever does the best in the month of January alone.
Whoa.
Yeah, gets the $200. I guess you'd keep your 100.
I won a weight loss challenge, believe it or not, this past year. My brothers and I all had $100 in, and it was whoever lost the most weight.
And you won?
In 2018, yeah.
Wow.
4.5 pounds.
Oh, no.
Is all I lost over the entire last year, but that was good enough to win me the money. Both my brothers lost 0.5 pound each.
They were just having a good day. Just like a little less water weight going on.
Didn't have breakfast.
So what's your New Year's resolution?
I want to do better at gambling. I had a bad year of gambling. I lost at the roulette tables. The VLTs never dished out. My poker game wasn't on point. So yeah.
You're going to gamble better?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And eat more fried chicken. That's on the list as well.
Now those that are I won the worst resolutions I've ever heard.
Now that I won the weight loss challenge, let's celebrate. Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa. I know we're done with Christmas songs for like another 11 months.
What? Are you kidding me? 6 months. I love Mariah.
But I had a wrap up song that I thought of from Christmas this year.
Okay, sum it up nicely.
It's very short. Everyone I know got a drone for Christmas.
Oh, even my dad got one too.
But I didn't get one, even though I wanted one. Now I don't know what to do.
Oh.
Everyone I know got a drone for Christmas.
It's true. I did get my, right before my dad opened it, he was like, oh man, you don't want to be getting a drone. Not after those people were being arrested in the airport. I'm like, ooh. Here, Dad, open this. He got a drone.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.